Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, goddammit? We doing this Blog Talk again. Believe it. Welcome to another one of these dope ass shows that I be having. I'm your host, Rosebud Bitter Doves. Hey, I'm in a good mood. I'm happy. Things are going good for me. My life is going forward. I mean, it's always been going forward. But, I mean, I have a whole nother aspect of my life going. I ain't going to talk about that shit because that ain't what I want to talk about. I don't be bullshitting. I'm sure you guys know that. And I don't come with that you with no watered down information about how men should be. I always give it to you straight, Mac, with no back, just like I drank my cognac. You understand? All of you guys know my qualifications, goddammit. I got degrees and all that shit. None of that matters when it comes to how you hear what I say to you. You guys got to understand I'm coming back on this because I missed it, for one thing, but another thing, you guys need it. What you don't know is that I get rewards for being down and dirty. You know, and the rewards is, one of the rewards is the respect I be getting from people. So just understand that this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, RosebudTheAuthor.com, and many other things that I'm doing. You know, I got these courses. I got SWU. And yeah, I'm going to have a lot more in the coming weeks. And Tuesday morning, I'm going to post what stations in what area. But I am going to do a live interview with Kate Delaney. She's syndicated. So whatever station that she's going to be on in your area, I got to communicate with them tomorrow. But look forward to that. I'm doing so much now, it's like ridiculous, but, you know, now I got the how-to on, you know, catching. You know, what I'm saying is this. You have to know, first of all, you got to know what you want to do. Then you have to figure out how the hell you going to do what you want to do. And believe me, I've been searching, I've been guessing, I've been shooting, you know, my shots. You know, things been going okay as far as that go, but ain't nothing been really, well, my course, exclude that, I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying my books and stuff is what I'm really talking about. And now things are really going in that area. And I can only say this because, like I tell you guys, you can't want nothing. You have to go get it. You cannot want to be published. You cannot want to get a better job. You can't want anything because it ain't coming to you if that's what you're doing. You got to go get it. Man, I don't know how you've been following me or how steady you follow me, but you can't tell me you ain't seen me posting something, doing something every day about my stuff. And I'm telling you, little did I know people was watching. Now, don't get me wrong. I am as square as any of you are. So I'm surely not degrading anybody when I talk about L7s and all that shit I be talking about as well as PIs. I don't really say PI, but I'm just saying I talk about pimps and regular Joes. But I don't be differentiating who's better. I know some square-ass motherfuckers that's sharp. They got full respect for me, just as I know some pimp niggas that ain't sharp. And they got no respect from me. So what I'm saying is what we kick on this show goes both ways. Now, you know, If you got a question that you feel insecure and you can't ask on the show, hit me. You know, ask rosewood@gmail.com, and I'll email you an answer. But I would prefer, because that's why I like doing this show, because you can't run. This is one part of the computer that if you really fuck with it, you're going to have to fuck with it. You're going to have to ask questions. Unless you're just going to sit there and listen. I mean, you know, you can do that, but who are you helping? You ain't helping me, but if you think you're helping you, let's just roll with it like that. Now, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. Don't forget my name. I got two D's in it for a double dose of this damn wisdom that I'm going to be sharing with you. And you know, this show is about real answers to various problems you experience with women. And it's also about how to strengthen your belief in what it takes to have a lasting commitment to being a man. The only thing you're going to have to do is employ a few techniques, you know, that I expound on in my course, but I talk about them all the time. You know, they're going to damn near speak for you, but what I'm saying is just pay attention, use what you can. You know, tonight, like every Sunday night, we're going to discover some truths about us. Well, I don't know. I will admit some stuff, I guess. I don't know what you going to do. You might just sit there and just not do anything, but this is an interactive type situation where if you got something to say, I'm laying to hear it. It is Ask Rosebud. yeah. You know, we're going to talk about problems in the game of life. We're going to talk about how to deal with them and at the same time progress up the ladder of success. Because there's success out there for you. There is a lot of success out there for you. But if you tripping, waiting for it, then you ain't going to get it. Because all you do is want it. I don't have anything that I wanted. The only things I have are the things I went and got. And if you don't get that through your head, you're going to be wanting some shit for a long time. This is not about pimps, but it is about becoming lady magnets. You know, lady magnets, to the extent the confidence you exude in what you know about yourself is really not overshadowing, but it's coming out as you talk and you're not even mentioning it. Everything is not about playing dress up, like a lot of you cats think, you know, pretend. You know I'm a red belt in game, knowing how to catch and charge motherfucking bitches. But that's not what we're talking about. Don't get caught up in that because this is me. I'm starting this blog talk all over again. Hopefully, I'm going to have a not a different audience, but a different understanding. Well, the audience have a different understanding because I'm really... won't be talking a whole bunch of pimp ass shit. I'm really not. So we got a station that I'm claiming, and this is where we can really kick it. And I'll be damned if I ain't gonna bring it. I've been asked to go deeper into what I'm doing with y'all, and I am. So, you know, but it takes you. You gotta say something too. And for you guys that's trying to, you know, catch a woman for the night, get them draws or whatever. This show can help you in that regards too. But you got to speak on it. Also, I just want you to understand that I am multidimensional. So I'm going to put my efforts in several things at once. Don't get turned off because I'm doing it and talking shit. God damn it. The call-in number is 845-277-9263. Call in and holler at me. I mean, I'm sure you know my confidence courses for all of you guys. Some of you need coaching, and you won't admit it. You ain't hurting me. I want you to do whatever you think you want to do. So let's just talk about how to make your conversation effective. It is a such thing as knowing what you're doing. Everything is not by chance. There is a such thing actually catching a woman. Not accidentally slipping up on one, or lo and behold, you got somebody. See, this is why I focus a lot on pimp motherfuckers. Because we learn how and what and when to do the shit that catches bitches. And the only reason we know it is because we've been rejected so many times. We've been rejected. We've been scorned. But what I'm saying this for is when it happened to you, I don't know, maybe your feelings get hurt, or I don't know what really happens to you as far as the effect, but it makes you withdraw. Think of, I would starve if that happened to me. I would have starved. You know, I ain't had no home in 20 years, so I ain't talking about now. But I would have starved if I would have let rejection hurt my feelings. And I hope you guys know and accept that I'm one of the only dudes available to you who know what you're looking for and am willing to give it up to you freely. I mean, you guys listen to these cats. I mean, I'll be on the computer, and I know there's a lot of people go on YouTube and have little shows or whatever they're doing. But what I'm saying is, I ain't comparing them with me. I ain't doing none of that. I'm just saying, I'm sure you guys get to listen to them. I don't even go on nobody's page. I mean, I totally don't do none of that stuff. But what I'm saying is that you get to hear what they're offering. The only support I ask from you, if you can stand it, just reach out and get some of them tools, or buy some of my books, or whatever you can do. And if you can't do it, don't even worry about it. I'm going to be kicking it anyway. So put it in your mind to support this show if you can. And if you want that confidence score, get it, the MP3s, my books, the audio book. I mean, all that shit's available. Now, you guys understand. If you're trying to get at a woman, now this is important, because get at a woman is something that you are consciously doing. You're not just moseying on around wherever and accidentally say hi, and then something happens. No. This is when you getting at a woman. You gotta have the right conversation. You can't just talk. I mean, I can't do it for you, but I can arm you with pure dynamite that is guaranteed to blow a woman's mind. You only need to ask any one of the motherfuckers who bought any of my tools or who bought my course. And what I'm saying is, the shit is usable as soon as you get it, because they that dope. And I can only, as far as me in these shows, I can only make a few highly educated suggestions. And if you follow them, you're going to see the same results that motherfuckers are saying that, you know, actually deal with me. And the sooner, I'm talking about the sooner you guys realize I have taken all the elements of attraction, my attraction to women. It made it to where you can harness it. The sooner you'll be out there catching them goddamn women when you do. Because this is about you. It really is. I don't claim to be some kind of guru that can show you how to magically catch women. But I do claim to be able to show you how to put together a method of pursuit that's sound and going to result, going to net you with some results. Everything about this shit that I'm doing, it's methodical. I can show you how to walk and catch, but if you have situations that you bring to me, things that have occurred in your quest for being the monster you're trying to be, things that's happened, and you want to talk about them, see, I could bring clarity to you about them. Why? Because these are things that's going on in your life. If you just listen to me, I'm going to be talking about things that's going on in my life. And don't tell me, well, you can, but I ain't going to be listening. I got my shit together. It ain't all the way together. That's why I'm continually doing something. I'm continually on it. I'm continually trying to produce something. I mean, I make MP3s, if that's the case. And if you want to clarify some situation that you had and you can't actually come up with the conversation to do it, hit me. And I'll customize a conversation explicitly for you that will knock her socks off. Why? Why can I say that? How? Okay. There's a few of you guys out there. While I have this drink of water, I want the bravest of you to answer. Why can I say that? I can, I'm going to customize the conversation explicitly for you. That's going to knock her socks off. Why could I say that? I'm drinking me some water. Uh-oh. 916, I see. Not only do I see you, I'm glad or happy to see somebody jumping on that shit right away. What's your answer, bro?
Because you're a man of your word and you'll do it. You think it and you do it. And you're confident.
No, but I recognize that voice, Mr. Diego. No, that's not the answer. Anybody else? Well, I ain't gonna wait for you scary motherfuckers. What I'm gonna do is tell you the answer. See, I can say that because in all the time, I don't waste my time. So while I was out there learning how to be a pimp, I fucking learned women. I would be stupid to learn anything else. I'd be stupid to concentrate on what does a racing car driver concentrate on? Don't he concentrate on getting them corners and driving fast as he fucking can around that track? I don't care how many years he do it, how his car changed, he still do the same shit every year, and every year he learning some shit. That's what it is with me too. That's why I know I can make any person a conversationist. Now the things that we're enveloping ourselves in is a continuous growing process. And fortunately for all you guys that's on here, I can shed light on anything you have to offer. The cool part about it is going to be up to you to see. I mean, I can sit up here and talk and you can say, oh, he talks so much shit. But you also got the opportunity to bring something to me and let me see if I can handle it. You know, you got that opportunity. You can tell me right now about some shit, but you don't. So, you want a smooth situation that calls for an interruption of her dining experience. and you wanted to intrigue her enough to stop her meal and pay attention to your story. There's a couple of things you got to take into consideration right here. I didn't give you a scenario. You have to check the parameters. So, where are you at, McDonald's? Or are you at a classy restaurant? Or are you somewhere in between? You got to make that determination right away before you do anything. So, what I'm saying is this. You doggone see what the situation is, and you design your conversation for what you want. And you do that. Let's say it's 15 steps from the door, the entry door, to where you're going to be close enough to her to talk. You do that while you're taking those steps. You don't need to go sit somewhere and think of it and then get up. You need to go right over the baby and as you go and think of what you're going to say. This is how serious game is and how well it works for you, because I do this all the time. And if you ask me what I told that bitch 5 minutes from now, I'm liable not to remember much of it. Because when I'm getting at a woman, I'm getting at her. I'm not, you know, finna just, you know, tell her my height and almost always all these factual things that could, you know, I don't have to ever forget. Motherfucker, I'm making up some shit. Now, in the case of a woman getting ready to cross the street in a crosswalk, I got what's needed to actually accost her in the crosswalk and use it to get the action that I'm looking for, because you have to know how to do these things. I'm going across the street just a little bit. I can't get you too much. I'm going across the street, and as I go across the street, I see baby. I'm walking up on her, and what I'm going to do is when I get like a step or two before I get to her, I'm going to snap my finger and turn around and start going the way she going. And as she catch up with me, she going to overhear me saying, damn, I should have never forgot all that damn money. And if she go with that, I'm telling you, I'm going to start talking to her. But she don't feel and got at her, then in any other situation, they would call that being accosted. Check this out. When you startle a woman, there's a particular conversation for that. And I got MP3s for that shit too. I have them for when you see a woman walking in the park or walking on the streets. I have them for getting results right now. I mean, you got to know how. This is what these guys at SW have on y'all. Those evasive question answers that they've been trying to get, they don't have them all. That's why they ain't got the, you know, graduated lead. They can do well and come back because it's hella shit to learn. They ain't got to pay either. Them motherfuckers pay one time and they can be in there forever as far as I'm concerned. Because guess what? I wish I would tell you it took me 3 months to get the game out. Shit, it took every day for at least 3 years before I accepted that I really had game. Why? Because I didn't trust that what I thought was real. I thought I was being, you know, lucky. You know, and the bubble's going to burst at any moment. But the sharper I got, the more I realized my fucking bubble was burst proof. Why? Because I sealed it. I sealed it with using all the game that I got, instead of just collecting it in my mind, just having it to think about. No, If I'm sitting at the round table and I hear some shit, I'm going home and try it right now. I don't care if I get home at 5 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. I don't give a goddamn if two bitches just got in. That's me. I'm going to show myself where I'm at. And I'm going to accept what I see. There's a way for all situations you run into. There is a ideal way to handle. Now, you fuck with me. Shit go bad. Bring that shit up on the show. Then you'll learn some significant things to do about whatever it is. But not the explicit details that you'll get, you know, in the tools. But you'll get something to think about. Shoot me questions. Shoot me situations. Shoot me scenarios, you know, that we can kick it about. And you will get the direction you need by kicking it with me. That's what this show is about. Now, I was going to say so many of you on here, but there's not that many. But I don't understand why none of you have no questions. But it's okay. It's okay. Since most of you haven't went out and actually tried anything, I guess you don't have too much to say. This is exactly why what I'm talking about is so important. In any of my work, any of my tools, course, school, any of it, you get to hear conversations. You get to hear and see what to do about those conversations. You get to learn how to think fast. You get to learn how to believe in yourself. And the cool part about it, the very cool part about it, you become 10 times, 10 semesters, and you'll each one learn a whole bunch of new shit from the same thing. Same curriculum. Berkeley gonna change this curriculum for biology or math or any particular subject. They improve with time, but the curriculum is the same. So why do I suppose to change? You don't change because repetition is what makes you double. So, you know, just understand my shit is dope. They go deeper. Everything that you buy from me go deeper into what everything is about as far as life when it comes to being the alpha man. So, I'm not really interested in any of you turning into Max or players or whatever the hell words you want to use. The reason I be talking this shit is that I just want you to step it up. There are such people as players, hustlers, Max, all goddamn shit. But that shit is just to confuse you. Because if you really wanted to be anyone, then motherfuckers, you'd be in the streets. A lot of you cats simply just want to know how to deal with women. Period. Now, you didn't all, you know, done to motherfuckers' names and titles to what you've actually done everything, and you just learn the surface of what they are. I mean, here's a guy named Goldie. You know, something about this dude makes him qualified to call himself Goldie. But you see that name, and hell, I want to call yourself Goldie. Then 10 other motherfuckers call themselves Goldie. That's why I made my name on Rosebud. Because, see, a lot of motherfuckers won't take that because rose is a flower. And you know, they think soft. Yeah, okay, thank that if you want to, motherfucker. Because that's my name. And if you don't say it properly, you don't see me. And you ain't trying to see me. Period. I ain't letting nobody fuck me. Hey, but what I'm saying is, I got an individual name. I didn't have his name a long time. I done heard a few people take the name. Maybe 3 or 4 people. but not a whole bunch of gang of motherfuckers. Because they ain't strong enough to have no name like that. They not. So there's several reasons, you know, that they're not strong, but the main reason is that they're easily swayed by anything. That's why they don't have confidence. See, you see this woman? You don't want to be swayed by beauty. But the second she looks at you, you know, the second she give you that eye, your mind is just taking you everywhere but where it should be. You should be straight calming down to zeroing in on walking over the baby and saying something that's going to chop her ass up. Not angrily, not mean, but it's just going to stop her from trying to cut with that bullshit most of them cut with. 917, what's up with you?
What's happening, bud? Check this
what's
out.
What's happening with you?
You went to... something happened, man. You know, you had to sit down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And you hold this and dole this in the game right now. And you got 1,300 to your motherfucking name. What moves would you make besides getting at the bitch? We know that, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, man, you got 1,300 to your name. You got a place?
No. No. Nope.
You got a place to stay?
Ain't got shit. Yeah,
okay,
right now,
so
I'm staying with the folks. Yeah, staying with the folks right now. Let's keep it all the way 100.
Okay, what I'm saying, man, is you got to see what's going on. Okay, if you stand with the folks, but you know that's like short term, you got to make sure you looking for a weekly joint, something like that. Pay a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to be down. Because what I'm saying, it ain't too much you can do that's different than you've been doing. But you got to do more of what you've been doing, being on wherever, on the track or wherever, at broads. You know, you ain't got to catch no broads that you don't want to get out and be dirty. You can catch a broad that just got her shit together. And I ain't saying move in with the bitch, but you can have that motherfucker, you know, doing little things for you. And I'm saying I'm being vague because I don't know your situation enough to say point blank, do this or that. But to me, I would really manage my money, but I would stay down.
Mm-hmm.
Go straight ahead at what
right.
I'm doing. That makes sense to you?
That makes all the sense in the world, Rosebud. And let me go ahead and ask you this, because I'm going to need an OG on dial, man. I'm keeping 100. What's your rate for one-on-one, private?
Man, go to my site, man. Ask Rosewood.com.
Okay.
Let's see.
I said, okay. I didn't know. I didn't see the rates on your site. I only saw the book shit.
Oh, well, just you got to scroll all the way down in the store, and you'll see coaching and everything, man.
Got you. I can do that right now.
All right, man, for sure. Be cool.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, brother. All right.
I appreciate you, too, brother. See? What I'm saying is that you got to think like this. I make a woman more beautiful when she fucks with me. I know it. She knows I know it. So I may as well show her that I know it. What I mean is, I don't take no shorts. I ain't taking no short answers. I'm not taking no attitudes. I'm not taking nothing. And as I do that, I'm showing her who I am. And as she see who I am, she starts getting order in her thoughts. And that the more order comes to her thoughts, the better she starts looking to herself, because now she's doing something. Women that don't do nothing, they just let themselves go. Women that have to go to work every day, they don't let themselves go, but you know what I'm saying? They try to dress down. Women that be out getting money be out doing things, they be wanting to dress up mentally. 917, look like you got another question. Come on with it.
Not another question. I just remember what I said. I said book shit. And that reminded me, I was one of the brothers last week that you awarded two books for. The American Pimp and the Gatos, Thaddeus Gatos.
Thaddeus Gato, yeah. You get them?
Yeah, and I got them. And I just wanted to say, by the way, man, American Pimp, that's a good motherfucking book, man. It was a lot better than what I thought it was. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Read Thaddeus Gato.
Yeah. That's next. But I just want to say, everybody who's listening, don't sleep on American Pimp Part 2. The book, that shit is just as dope, man. It's real good. He's real honest. And he says a lot of things that he don't say on the show. So y'all make sure y'all go pick that up. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Hey, now listen, fellas. When you do shit like what I'm talking about, you know, letting her know you know your worth. See, you won't ever experience the kind of things that you experience, because to make a point, just listen to this. You just met this woman and you get home and there's a message and you check your message, it's her. So you call her back, what's up? And she said, you know what, I really like you and, you know, what we were talking about. And I was thinking maybe, you know, we can go sit down and have, you know, something to eat or whatever and just talk. See, right there, you think nothing of taking her to somewhere where you'll end up spending $50, $70, $80 on a meal. It's part of being the guy, if that's the case. Now, me? No, I left something very key out. And she's telling you this about the dinner. Because you kind of wanted to go to the house with her. And she said, no, I just got to get to know you a little better. You know, I'm sure all you had that. Now, she call you later, whatever, you see that, and now she come. You get her. See, me, I would take her to McDonald's. And we could sit there and have that goddamn conversation. Why do I need to spend $100 to get to know her better? And I don't even know her. What I'm saying is, shit, if I don't know you, I'm spending a McDonald's meal. You might not be my cup of tea. Just like her. She said, we're going out to dinner, you know, and some might jump off and you might not be my cup of tea. Why do I have to say I accept charging myself $100 and they don't accept them? They ain't finna pay no $100. See, what I'm saying is I value myself. I value myself as much as that goddamn broad thinks she values herself. And I'll let her know it. And these are the things you need to do that's gonna show this woman who you are. You have to understand, they don't know who you are. They think they know who you are, because they're judging you according to how they've dealt with whoever they dealt with. To show a woman that you know you will make her more beautiful is such a conceited way to think about yourself. But she's gonna love it. Because if you think it, she's gonna start thinking it. If you really think it's, man, just fucking with me, you should be feeling more beautiful, whatever I say a couple times. Yeah, that bitch gonna start thinking that. You get her to see this shit by making a suggestion to compliment her lipstick or her hair or her clothes. And you just say, after you mention whatever you mention, you say, oh, yeah, and if you had this on, it was really, really, you say something like that. If you had this color on, ooh, whatever. Now, what I'm saying is this. Right there. She's going to say, really? And then let's say she has that color. She gonna go put that color on and ask you, well, how does it look? Excuse me, because I'm kicking this game, you know me. She's gonna ask you, how does it look? And you gonna say, damn, girl, take your panties off. I gotta bust that pussy out. You look dick hard, man. Hey, what I'm saying is from then on, that color's gonna make her look better. Mentally, in her mind. What I'm saying is, she don't look good in anything to her. So what I'm saying is, this is how you groom a broad. This is how you let her see your value. You improve how she looks when you do this because it makes her care. I mean, I don't know if you guys want to see this shit. You know, I'm serious. 917 asked hella questions. But now, you can't. So you get this is the kind of stuff you get in my course. How to make a woman a slave to what you say. Not negatively a slave. My course has a roadmap. Now let's say you're speaking to a woman and you want to stand on the principles you have developed concerning women. Now that's right. You gotta have a set of principles. And these principles guide you when you are pursuing a woman. A man pursuing a woman with no principles or boundaries is simply chasing pussy. I hope you know we don't do that. You gotta know what you will or what you will not do. But what is the first thing to do? What is the first thing you do when you run into a woman who's seemingly giving you some action? Yo, motherfucking ass. First of all, you guys probably think I'm bullshit, but I'm serious. I'm telling you the truth. I got an MP3 for what to do in that case. I got what to do. I got 66 of them. I bet none of you really know. But the first thing you do when you're speaking to a woman that's giving you action is make sure that the things you say have intent. You are not simply talking. Even when you say, hey, how you doing, girl? You're supposed to have intent in that. If she said, I'm doing fine. Well, no. Oh, I'm doing good. You got to tell her. Well, not this, but I'm saying I told her something like, look, don't do yourself like that. And she say, like, what? Don't you ever underplay yourself talking about you doing good. Don't ever say that again. You should always say you doing fine. I say that, man, bitches talk. You know why? Because I didn't say, girl, you fine. I just said, instead of saying you doing good, you should always say you doing fine. And they get the message. They get it. That's how you catch. That's how you catch. And the more you can see them getting your message without you having to say, girl, you fine or whatever the hell, the more she going to like what you're saying because you are indicating how much you like how she looks, just as if you said it. But the difference is she had to figure it out, and she's saying, oh, he likes me. Man, that's tickling her inside. When you say, whoa, girl, you fine. Man, that bitch said, motherfucker hitting on me. That's a total difference. Oh, damn, I just told you guys something. Right. I don't care about giving up these nuggets. Because there's hella nuggets that go with what I just said. And now one of you motherfuckers know shit about it. So I know that Juan Diego know it. Because Juan Diego fucks with Bud. But now, the rest of y'all trying to figure it out. See, that's what's really sad. Instead of, you know, saying to yourself, this motherfucker is saying some shit. that's interesting. I'm going to check this motherfucker out. The city is saying that. You'd rather sit back there and be quiet and not do anything. Talking about, I can't go out and do shit anyway, coronavirus. Coronavirus is going to be gone one day. But I've been knocking boots during the virus. But to be honest, I ain't really fucking with nobody in about 2-3 weeks, I think. At least two. But what I'm saying is, coronavirus ain't stopping my old ass. The reason it ain't stopping me, because I will not be stopped. If you really don't know what to do when you out trying to catch, how the hell can you catch? Think about it. You don't know how to drive, but you want to get on the freeway. Come on, man. What I'm saying is you guys don't realize that's how you think. You don't fucking even know how to drive, but you land to get on the freeway. Now, let's say... Check this out, though. This is how you actually, this is something I would do. And I'll give you two scenarios that you can catch in right now. All you got to do is what the fuck I'm saying. Now, because I'm speaking to two kind of men, you pimp-ass motherfuckers and you big old L7 motherfuckers. Most times they can't use the same, ways to catch. They have to have the same mentality about catching, but not the same tactics or methods. Now, a regular Joe, if you get at a woman, see if you can take her on a little excursion, a ride. Now, during this ride, you need to fake a phone call. And then as you're taking this call, you let her know it's another woman. And as you speak to this woman, you make an excuse as to why you won't be able to make that lunch or dinner date. Let's say because you're busy. Now, what I'm saying is this, fellas. Yeah, you're going to love it. See, when you catch a new woman, then she is aware of what kind of man you are. You're better prepared to speak on any of her concerns. And naturally, she's going to be concerned about you being a player since she overheard your combo. Now, you got to understand shit, fellas. Bitch wasn't thinking about no goddamn player shit before I open my mouth and start playing. So what I'm saying is, you always have to plant seeds in women's head. So what I'm saying is, she's thinking about, am I playing and shit? So like I say, I plan everything, and if you're smart as you think you are, your ass better start playing and shit too. I fake this call, so I must have wanted her to hear me, talk about it. So this is going to allow me to get closer to her, or at least closer to catching her. Now, you're supposed to look dead into her eyes at that point and say, baby, because she's going to ask you about that, being a player or whatever. You got to look in her eyes and say, baby, I'm sure you don't want a man that no one else wants, do you? And then when you finish that statement, chuckle. Now, two things you're establishing. First and most importantly, you establishing that you're not afraid for her to know you have other women. And secondly, you establishing that you are indeed a player. Now, if you do this correctly, she will not want you to get out of it. She will not want to get out of the car. She will want to scoot closer to you. Now, once you make this move, you're going to need to do something ultra important. You got to say that. And it's almost impossible to do. But You're going to need to be absolutely quiet for about 5 minutes. You got to tell yourself to shut up. 5 minutes, or as close to that as you can. And she will be tripping in that silence. She don't want you to tell her that something is wrong, but you look at baby, smile, and don't volunteer any information. And what you're doing here is making her commit. You're making her commit to you. Not a commitment of marriage. None of that kind of goddamn shit. But you're making her commit mentally to accepting you as who you are. And this is very important for you to do. And it's just as important to allow it to develop on its own. So you got to be quiet after you make those moves. Because when you add a woman, nothing should happen accidentally. Unless you actually want something to happen accidentally. And that's actually going to be on purpose. You know, accidentally on purpose. A woman can feel when you're controlling her. And she loves that feeling. In any romance, for her, it's the next best thing to, it's the next best feeling to sex. It's truly the foreplay she wants, to be controlled. Not bitch this, bitch that, but just through your moves, making her want to do whatever she's doing. She'll never actually say she loves it. But the sure way you can tell is if she's quiet and listening to your every word. Being quiet and listening are two things that a woman does not do at the same time. Unless you have full control over her thoughts at that moment. Which only involves having the correct flow in a steady conversation. Now, you remember we talked about your flow. You don't have to ask her to be quiet. Women will automatically submit to a man she sees can deal effectively with her and handle himself at the same time. She actually searches for this kind of man. Whenever she's out and about, but she rarely ever finds him. These are qualities you have to show quickly. You have to do it quickly in a conversation if you want to catch. Because when you show your leadership quality, it attracts her emotionally. See, I'm a psychologist too. When you show her you're adept at entertaining her and show her that you know what pleases you, she is attracted to you in a sexual manner. Now, there are certain skills you have to show her also if you want to catch. You need her to know you are fearless, not foolish, fearless, and can handle most all situations you ever would come across. You show that in the way you act. One other thing important to catching is learning how to rephrase what a woman says to mean what you want it to mean. You have to know how to take a sentence she's used, and reword it, and make it mean something you want it to mean. The more humorous, if that's the case, the better. Another thing that is extremely important, knowing when and how to lighten up the mood. In my course, I speak about paying attention to what is actually going on as opposed to thinking something is going on. Because sometimes you got to let your thoughts fool you. You should never not know what's going on in real time when you're speaking with a woman. Things can get cloudy But that's only when you allow her to lead the conversation. Women do not talk in a straight line. And if you allow them to lead the conversation, you'll be all over the room trying to follow her. In order to never follow a woman's lead, you should always interpret what she says to your own words and ask, is that what she's talking about? Excuse me. The thing about this, if, man, I'm kicking so much, guy. I mean, he coming for the past 5 minutes. If you respond to her lead too much and she gets on the road, you're going to end up arguing with her or bumping heads through the rest of the conversation, no matter what stage your conversation is in. Never forget the power humor has over a woman who is thinking about giving in to you. If this woman is giving you any indication that she's liking your flow, and God damn it, you can see it, then you better make that laugh. Not turn into a comedian. Just take something she's thinking about or the next thing she say and make it kind of humorous. Something about laughter that releases some kind of endorphin or something in women and makes them wet or more in tune with what to do, you know, who makes them laugh. Sometimes things get too serious too quickly. So there will be a mood lightener necessary. Mastering a skill like the ability to lighten moods is going to pay big dividends in your future. See, I just laced you L7s out there with some pure dynamite. And I'm telling you, my MP3s are even doper than that. Now for you P's out there, pimps. I told you, I'm a time freak. And fucking with me has to have some order in it. So what I mean is, when you have a brawl and you want to catch her, simply because you got her to want to speak with you, don't mean she wants to pay you. Your objective is to get her to want to pay you. So before you get her to your car, she's supposed to already know you a pimp because you already told her that much. Now, they know you're a pimp. And like I said, right now, you realize she just wants to talk to you. It's your job to catch her for wanting to talk to you. That's how pimps say. You won't talk to me. Oh, you gonna pay me. You have to say and do the things you know will attract her more to you. And as you do these things, you have to be attentive to assure you don't miss any signs. Now, we've learned already that time is very important when you have a woman. Your flow and your time is very important. You guys' biggest mistake is you don't think you have to catch the brawl, the hoe. You guys think if they speak to you, they're supposed to some kind of way automatically want to get with you and hoe. That's just some kind of fantasy you guys have. You didn't made that up so you can fit in and call yourself as brawl riding around with you. You can never have the words needed to put together to have a real home. That's why so many of you guys say the hoes today ain't shit, when in reality, it's you who's not really down with this game. It's you who ain't shit. You're supposed to use that this opportunity you get to talk to this broad, to school her, to make her see who you are, what you can be. Let her see who she fucking with. This is your opportunity. But your information, initial conversation, is only to set up a time to talk one-on-one after all the important information is exposed. Just remember this. Your ABPs, you got to be on them, always be planned. You have to always be planned. So before you take off, you have to suddenly change your mind about fucking with this bra. Otherwise, something has to come and you just, I didn't want to work with you, but I didn't change my mind. If she in your car pop your locks until you realize that all she wanted to do was talk. So you say, as you pop the locks, you know what? I don't really have time to ride. I just simply be talking with somebody as fine as you. You don't have to get out. Now, if she gets out, fuck her. But she ain't going to want to get out. She going to be challenged. And that's when you got the upper hand. Look, you guys, I didn't spend my hour with you. I'm going to be spending probably more time when I get more people that have more questions. But I liked what we was doing today. Hopefully, next Sunday, you know, when you guys come home, you'll know that this is a goddamn two-way street. Call in, ask me something so I can holler at you. Till next Sunday, I'll check you out then.